Hey, what's going on, guys? Thank you so much for joining in on Know This. So, here we stand again. Another day, another hour, another minute, another second of the current situation in the United States. I don't want to be any doom gloom or something like that, but... Or what do they call it? June gloom? So, what would this be? December gloom? But I do feel like the fog is lifting. Now, for many people, that is a election of a new president. For some, it's the end of the world. And I will say that this whole election business has really gotten America in some pretty awful places. We've seen neighbor turn against neighbor, and it's kind of like a rehash against 2016. But I just feel like it's been amped up. Like, in 2016, if somebody found out that you were a Trump supporter or if you were voting for Hillary, you know, it was just like, oh, yeah, you suck, whatever. But now people are actually getting into some serious fights. And I think that that has been amplified by, A, the media, B, these groups like Antifa and BLM, and, you know, you have the Proud Boys and the other groups that get into this stuff. And I'm not saying that the Proud Boys are, you know, responsible for this division alone. Actually, I feel that they play a very small part in this. They show up and they speak their mind, which is totally allowed under the First Amendment. And I actually encourage people to do that. I think that Antifa and BLM are more the agitators. For instance, last night on the Young Turks, they were talking about a police training facility or company that sent out a memorandum to multiple law enforcement agencies across the United States, saying that Antifa and BLM are domestic terrorists and they have ties to Russia and China. I don't know about the ties to Russia and China. They said that they got their funding from there, but I do believe that they are domestic terrorists. And I can just hear some people like, no. So what is a domestic terrorist? Somebody who commits violence to push a political agenda. What does BLM do? What does Antifa do? An Antifa member, and here's the funny thing, is the Young Turks will talk about any time somebody on the right farts, literally. Today they had a story about Giuliani actually farting. That's how low our media has become. I expect that from the National Enquirer right next to Bat Boy Lives and Sasquatch Spotted at Walmart. But, you know, hey, the Young Turks are pretty shitty. They're real pieces of excrement. But I did not expect them to chase a story of somebody farting. But I digress. So I don't know where I was going with. Oh, yeah. So they were doing this story about this police company, this police training company. And they were talking about Antifa and BLM being agitators and domestic terrorists. And the Young Turks is like, no, it's not true. They're just racist. Most of Antifa and BLM is white. And this is the funny thing that I don't understand about these media pundits, is a lot of these activists are upper to well-off middle class, college educated, usually from Berkeley or someplace in California, someplace in Oregon, Washington, whatever. They're usually the kind of skinny little pink-haired tween-looking kids. And, yeah, they feel like they have this need. It's almost like a white guilt. As a minority, I appreciate you feeling that I am not able to fight my own battles. But sit your ass down. I'm well capable of handling my own issues. And I don't need overprivileged little twinks bombing a police station or setting Walmart on fire or beating up a guy who owns a mattress store to say that you're fighting for my justice. I've been called everything. I've been called a race traitor. I've been called a fake Mexican. I've been called every name in the book. And it's because I don't collaborate with this nonsense that is the radical left. And I'm scared that someday we may lose moderates. I consider myself a moderate. I bag on the far left because there's a lot there to use. And the Young Turks bag on the far right, but they reach. I mean, the story about Giuliani farting in court shows that. It's like, really? With all the stuff going on, you couldn't get anything else. You had to make fun of a 76-year-old man farting in court. As if to say that Cenk Uygur never farts. And I can't believe I'm talking about this right now. You know, I don't even want to give it any attention. But that's what the Young Turks are. I mean, they're basically a bat boy tabloid online in disguise of a professional independent news group. They're not. They're news commentators. They take the news from CNN or far-left radical little memos that these organizations put out. And they'll be like, oh, the Southern Poverty Law Center said they saw a white man on the side of the road with an American flag and a Trump hat. Clearly a white supremacist. Oh, gosh darn. And then that's the news that's fit to print. And then you have Anna Kasparian be like, mm-hmm, that's right, Cenk. You tell them, I said fuck, so you know I'm serious. I can't stand the Young Turks. And you guys know that I do a lot of episodes about them. But, and here's the funny thing. As a former progressive, I used to listen to these morons. And I don't even know why I did. I just, you know, everyone's allowed to make mistakes, right? So going back to the whole police thing, they were saying that Antifa and BLM were domestic terrorists. Obviously, the Young Turks disagreed because they agree with everything that Antifa and BLM does. I will say this. If BLM only wanted to fight against rogue cops, corrupt cops, whatever, then I'd be okay with that because I agree with that. Police officers should be held accountable when they screw up just like anybody else. We hold police officers to a high standard. They are paid and they are told and they are sworn to enforce the law. But the Young Turks goes out of their way to just pick apart police officers. And this is going to sound like a little bit story, but think about how these cops feel. They're being targeted across the nation. They're being shot in their patrol cars. And then the other side, oh, they're shooting people in the back. And yes, that does happen. And you can pick a couple of literally bad apples. There are a few cops out there that do that stuff, and it's terrible, and they should be punished beyond all accounts. But to say that every cop is bad is ridiculous, it's false, and I don't know how the Young Turk still is online. But that, I guess that just shows you how many people believe that this stuff is true. So where I'm going with this is there any real media left in 2020, almost 2021? Is there any media that will not give their opinion, that will not try to force you into some fringe element, that will not sit there and say all Trump supporters are racist or all cops are Klan members, all white people evil, all blacks, blah, blah, blah? Is there any news groups like that left? Because here's the thing. Even when you turn on, say, I don't know what, NBC or CBS, and you want to get Ted Koppel up there or some guy just giving you the weather, they will pick every single story. They won't give their opinion, but they'll pick stories that make anyone on the right look bad. They'll be like, and now sports. And then they come back, and then it's like, today, Donald Trump said that he was going to be happy and do the happy dance in his office when he wanted to put a bunch of Mexicans in cages. White House chief of staff says, so it's like they'll pull out all these stories and they'll say it in a way that makes somebody sound terrible, but they won't give any sort of nuance to the story because they have an agenda. And recently, James O'Keefe, the editor and owner of Project Veritas, I guess did a kind of a secret meeting with CNN editors. And then they had Zucker, I believe his name is, the president of CNN, getting tapped on there. And some words were exchanged, and now I guess the president of CNN is seeking legal action against Project Veritas. And yes, Project Veritas is right-wing, but I do like the fact that they're holding CNN into account, because CNN used to be the channel that you watched if you wanted breaking news. CNN was the channel. You remember watching those movies like in the 90s that had to do with the military? Like, for instance, Crimson Tide. You know, they were talking about President Marchenko in Russia said that he will not dismantle his nuclear arsenal unless the other president from the child in like reporting somewhere in the Mediterranean coast, I'm David Blaker with CNN. Like they would give war reports and all that. That used to be them. And now they're like, President Trump is so mean. White people are evil. They hurt our feelings. Yeah, that's CNN now. They went from real respected journalists to entertainment commentators with a political bias. And look, I don't care if you have a political bias, but if you have an audience of 360 million Americans, sorry, 333 million Americans, then you have to be careful of the message that you push, because the media now is in charge of all of this divisiveness. And if you can't see that, then I don't know what to tell you. Because we have friends fighting friends, husbands fighting wives, aunts fighting uncles, brothers fighting sisters over who they voted for. We have never seen a country so divided. And I might as well call it the divided states of America. I was picking up somebody the other day in my car for Uber, as you guys know. And he was talking to me about, hey, man, what do you think's going to happen, you know, in the next 4 years? And, you know, I told him originally, I'm like, I don't know. That's a tough one. And then he said, you know what I think's going to happen? And I said, what, civil war? He's like, yep. And I said, but we're already in one. We're already in a civil war. And he said, what do you mean? And I said, well, if you think about it, we're in a media civil war. We have two sides of the media. We have the mainstream media, which is the left wing. And then we have the independent media, which is the right wing. And then, or right wing, centered right, center, which is basically all online stuff now. And then we have the mainstream media, which is radically left or moderate left. Well, actually, no, they're all pretty radically left at this point. Because I don't think I've heard a story that shows Donald Trump in good light in anything. And I'm not going to say a lie and say that Donald Trump has not done anything good. He has. Donald Trump has done a lot of good things and he's done a lot of bad things. I'm going to be fair to the man. Just as I would be fair to any president. But with that, I say that no president is perfect. Because they're human beings. We're electing humans to watch over a country of over 333 million people. They're going to make mistakes. Some more than others. Donald Trump has always been a billionaire playboy. And people are shocked at the things that he says. They're like, he said grab him by the... This was a man that for most of his life had the best luck ever. That made millions of dollars. That was a playboy. And they're surprised that he would say something like that. And is it right? No. But you can't look in the mirror and say that you've never said anything worse. Because I'm sure you have. I have said some pretty stupid things. But I digress. My point is, are we so divided today that the media that is supposedly just supposed to give us the news, they're not supposed to change our thoughts, they're not supposed to get us to vote for somebody or change our ideologies or push us in one way politically, they're just supposed to give us the news. But it seems that we can't have that anymore because we have this radical bipartisanship. I'm sorry, radical partisanship that either pushes far left or far right or center. And most of the far right stuff is pretty you know, you can identify that stuff. So what is far right? Well, in the past, I'd say it would be Richard Spencer, and, you know, self-crowned himself the alt-right. And then you have stuff like Alex Jones. Alex Jones, I would actually say, is more of a libertarian because there's lots of things that he agrees with that the left does, a lot of the social issues. Maybe not, you know, the handout stuff, but I don't know, guys. I don't know. I think we are in this media civil war, and I think that it's going to push a lot of people to alienate others. And I think at some point, the United States could divide itself into pieces. This is what I predict. I think at some point the United States will probably try to break up into areas. Say California wants to break off from the United States, want to be its own country. Then you'll see other states follow, maybe Arizona, Texas. Because what's happening right now in states like Arizona, you're having people move from California, therefore turning Arizona into a blue state. Most of the population does not want that. But because people are moving from California because of the policies that they voted for, which increase taxes, basically making it impossible to live in, super expensive, and then they're repeating those same actions over here in Arizona, therefore making Arizona impossible to live in. So with that, when do states push back? When do states want to be left alone? And then when do other states, after these states have proclaimed themselves as their own country? And would it be impossible to say that maybe Texas doesn't want to invade California for, I don't know, for land? And it'll be a political war, as all wars are. But it's going to be, instead of fighting for democracy or freedom, it's going to be fighting for over ownership of land. Texas wants to battle California for half of SoCal. Or you'll have maybe, I don't know, Dakota come out and battle for Oregon. Who knows? But I'm just thinking here, because what type of conflict could we see happening? Because this is not going to die down. As long as we have this media that constantly fuels the fire, that pits friends against friends, brothers against sisters, fathers against sons, mothers against daughters. Case in point, I talked to somebody last night who was like, yeah, I hate my old man now. And I was like, why is that? And he's like, because he's a Republican. And I said, well, he's still your father. And he's like, it doesn't matter. He's a Republican. He's a scumbag. He's a fucking racist. He voted for Donald Trump. I hate him. I wish he would die. That's where we've come. That's where we're at. The other night, there was a football game. And regular people, because of how divided we are, got into a fight over politics. One was waving a Blue Lives Matter flag, and the other one, I guess, was wearing or doing like the kneel down stuff. You know, the fuck the flag, fuck the anthem. And some people say, oh, that has nothing to do with the American flag. Well, Americans love their flag, especially veterans. And yeah, you can pull some veteran out of a hat and be like, see, he doesn't care. Most vets do. Most soldiers do. So when they see something like that, they're going to be like, hey, what the hell? And yeah, he went over there supposedly to fight for the freedom of your First Amendment right to be able to say fuck the flag. But it still doesn't make it okay with people. This is a strange time. At 37 years old, when I was a kid, I never thought that I would see this. I never thought that I would see my country become so divided. I don't know how we're going to get back from this. I really don't. I don't think that there is going to be a way back unless, one, the media can stop trying to radicalize people and put in these false narratives that every white person is racist, every Trump supporter is a Klansman, every cop wants to kill a black person. And then unless the right-wing media can stop saying that every person on the left is a radical socialist. Because for the most part, these people that are radical socialists or Marxists or whatever you want to call them, basically the cult members of the Young Turks or the David Pakman show. And you know, I'm sorry, I got to take that back. David Pakman, he's okay. He actually thinks with logic. Yeah, he's politically biased. He's on the left, you know, whatever. But he's seems like a good dude. Sorry, David. yeah, I disagree with him probably about 90% of the time. But there are times that we do agree with each other. And I think that's what we need to focus on. Because we didn't become united by being divided. We became a country because we fought against an equal enemy. I'm sorry. We had this enemy in common, and at the time, it was England that wanted to give us a king. We didn't want a king. We wanted to be independent. So regardless of our politics, we got together and we fought. Can that be done again? Can we become this country that is united? 73 million Americans cannot even agree if Joe Biden won the election legally or not. Just the other day, I saw that it was possible to break into a voting machine at the, what was it, the E3 or the E, something, the Hackers Comic-Con type thing. I don't know the official name of it, but basically it was a Comic-Con for hackers. And they had these voting machines out on the floor in the lobbies, and they had these people hacking away at them. They had them uploading songs to them, using them as PDAs, all kinds of stuff. And not public display of affection. Personal data assistant. And I was just like, so everyone's saying that election fraud can't be done, but here before my very eyes, it's being done. And that's the other thing. I think that it's worth going through the motions, making sure that this election was just and honest and fair. That way you can please the other side. Will the other side be always pleased? Will every single person who voted for Trump be like, yep, well, you know what? That satisfies me, guys. Hey, congratulations, Joe. No, that's not going to happen. You're not going to sway everyone. But if they can go through the motions instead of pushing back, because pushing back is like somebody that is being accused of a crime and then asked to come down to the police station and give a statement and be like, no, actually, I got to go out of the country for the weekend. And that's what the Democrats are doing. They're basically saying they got to go out of the country for the weekend. And if you're a cop, you probably know you're not going to see that guy that you have him primed as a suspect in the crime. So therefore, you want a statement. And I think that's what Giuliani and the Republicans are doing right now. They're asking for the statement. They're saying, hey, look, if everything's all good, then you got nothing to hide. But it's possible that these machines can be hacked. There are some irregularities going on. And we need to figure out what's up. And as long as we can go through the motions, and if everything's all hunky-dory, then look, Joe Biden won. Congratulations to the man, and let's move the hell on. But they're pushing back very hard, and I don't know why. Now, a conspiracy theorist would say, well, it's because it's true that there was fraud. Or maybe they're just tired of it. Who really knows at this point? But they're not helping anything. The Democrats are saying, oh, this is crap. You guys need to get over it. Your guy lost. Yeah, that's not helping. So like I said, they just need to allow the investigation so we can all move on. But I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to be a constant uphill battle. And the media continues to say, as they will, they always back up the left. They're like, again, no evidence has been found. And I don't know what's going on with William Barr. That guy's on a whole new level of oddness. William Barr was like a Trump sycophant. But then, I'm sorry. If you guys hear some noise in the background, it's because I'm getting ready for work. Trying to put on deodorant, clothes, and all that. Yeah, check that out. Some Red Shoe Diaries. Put it on my pants. Woo! But yeah, I don't know what William Barr's up to. That guy just disappeared like a fart in the wind. He's kind of like Joe Biden during the election. It's like, so who's campaigning for Joe Biden? Oh, Joe Biden is? Is he going to come out and campaign? Or is Kamala Harris, anybody from the the representative is. Oh, okay. All right. Well, we got a tweet from him. Sweet. Awesome. I don't know, guys. I keep saying that, but it's true. I don't know what's going to be going on. I hope we can all get past this. I hope we can move on. I hope this election thing can go behind us however it goes. I have a couple of friends that are, they're real adamant about believing that Donald Trump won. And the more and more I see, the more I do feel that he did win. And I think that there has been some shady shit. And that's not my professional opinion. That is my anecdotal opinion. Because, I mean, most of the time, we all run on something. And it seems like whenever somebody says something today, it's anecdotal evidence. You don't have shit. I mean, they only had a bunch of ballots that arrived in a box right after it showed that Donald Trump was winning. So what's that about? I don't know, guys. So we'll leave it at that. Thank you so much for listening. And I do feel that we'll get through this, but how we get through it, that remains to be seen. I don't think we're going to all kill each other off. I don't think it's going to be M16s in the streets. But I think at the end of all of this, we will be a totally different country. And in the future, I don't know if we'll be a country at all. I think you're going to have a lot of people that won't talk to each other for a while, if ever again. I hope it doesn't happen, but we'll see. All right, guys, you have a great day, and try to put a smile on today. I know after hearing this, you're like, oh, man. All right, we'll talk to you later. Keep it locked right here for Know This.